are live on Facebook. Hello, friends. It's Friday, December 3rd, 5 p.m. Eastern, which means it's time for Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro. Parents everywhere are going to love today's guest, Esther Diaz. She is the founder of The Piggy Box. She has created an easy-to-use online piggy bank that is helping kids learn and practice smart money skills. With more than 20 years of clinical and leadership experience in healthcare, Esther is keenly aware that positive behaviors start young. That is why she has set out to help not only her kids, but other kids to develop healthy financial skills and habits. And we know this is something that is near and dear to Ms. Margarita Chang, CFP Pro. So take it away, Rita.
Well, thank you so much. And we wouldn't dream of raising illiterate kids. So why would we ignore financial literacy? So thank you so much for being here, Esther. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you, Rita.
So first, before we kick off the questions, I want to show viewers. Listeners, you can't see this, so that's why you need to view. This is the new and, I don't want to say improved, this is the new version, because the old version is great, of the DIY piggy bank van. And this is what it looks like before you assemble it. So cute. So Esther, tell us about the piggy box.
Well, it was really a labor of love. It started with my son, who was about 4 years old, and he started his own trash can collection business. So he would go around to the neighbor's house and bring in the trash cans for them after the city truck came to collect the trash. And so he was getting paid every week, and he was getting paid quite a substantial amount. So we were excited for him because he was, you know, demonstrating entrepreneurship and responsibility skills that, you know, we thought, well, this is good for a kid to learn. And then, you know, he started to save his money. And I thought, well, listen, we really need to kind of help him not just save for the latest and greatest toy, but he really should probably have be more intentional with his savings. So I looked around and I, you know, the traditional piggy banks, you know, which is with the slot on the top and then the well on the bottom, and you have to kind of open the well on the bottom and then try to get the coin and the dollar bills out. And he was really struggling to get the money out when he wanted to spend his cash. And I mean, literally, we tried chopsticks, forceps, like to try to pry the dollar bills out. And it was just like so frustrating. And he was like ripping the dollar bills. And so I thought, well, this is not really helping him practice, you know, the smart money skills, because he can't get to the money, you know, he can't get it out. You can put it in, but you really couldn't take it out. And so I started to, you know, think about, well, why isn't the piggy bank easier to use? I mean, we want our kids to practice saving, right? And that includes using it, not just putting it all away and then that's it, right? So so then I thought, let me toy with this idea. And then it's kind of how the piggy box was born. I wanted him, one, to be able to get his money so he could actually use it. Also to know like how much exactly he has. I mean, if you and I went to the bank and asked the, you know, our bank, how much we have in our account, they would be able to tell us. But with the, you know, traditional piggy bank, you have no idea how much you have in there, you know? And so I wanted him to be able to like account for the money, and just to also give it intention, right? There's a pocket there's a drawer for save, there's a drawer for spend, and there's a drawer for give, so that he knows that, hey, the money can go to other things besides just the latest toy. It can go towards helping people and, you know, helping your neighbors and, you know, doing good things for the world. So I thought it was important that he kind of learned these lessons while he was young. And so that's kind of how we got started. So it was completely just a labor of love. It was just trying to teach Jacob some good money habits, because I recognize that, you know, like good behaviors start when kids are young. You know, we teach our kids to eat vegetables. Why? Because we want them to develop a habit of eating healthy. And so, you know, why not, like you said, financial literacy? I mean, you know, it doesn't just magically happen one day. So that's kind of how we got started. And it's been really a fun journey, because now the kids are very involved with the family business, if you will. And they, you know, they have their opinions about how things should be done, and they have opinions about what the design should be. And so it's kind of like taking a life of its own. And so it's been a fun journey for us as a family, you know, just learning all the things about financial literacy. And now, you know, he's moved on to like investing. So that's been kind of a fun new thing for us to learn about as well.
Thank you so much for sharing. And they do say the cliche is necessity is the mother of invention. So yes. There you are. You gave birth to this idea. Now, you touched on this earlier. You taught Jacob how to save money. Mm-hmm. But it was really important that, as you mentioned, that he learned how to spend money, mm-hmm. and share, which is give. Talk a little bit about the last area, invest, and why you think financial literacy is so important.
I think that we start just like literacy, like reading, right? I mean, you think about when we actually start reading to our kids, it's actually before they even learn their ABCs, right? Like, I mean, some moms even read to their kids while the kid is, you know, while the baby is in the womb, right? They start reading. And I don't know if you did. I was like playing music for my kids, you know? So there's this notion that, the earlier exposure, the better, right? And so we all just want to give our kids a leg up. And I think that financial literacy is no different. It's behaviors. It's how we talk, how we view money, how we interact with money, and it sets up healthy attitudes and hopefully healthy habits that come along with it. You know, if some of the things I talk to parents about, and, you know, I think that they just think, well, they're just going to learn it. They'll learn it. And I think, where are they going to learn it from? Because the schools aren't teaching it. My kid's school isn't teaching it. So where are they going to learn it from? If not from us parents, then who? And do you trust it to someone else? Right. You know, so I almost think it's easier for parents to talk about sex education than it is about money. I honestly do. And I think that, you know, we want to just give our kids, we just want to arm them with all the information that they can possibly have to set them up for success. And so I think that if we give them the opportunity to practice saving, you know, and it is an habit, it is a, you know, a choice, an active choice, I think that they're better off in the long run. And if they make mistakes, good. They make mistakes while they're young. It's okay. The stakes are low, you know, and we'd rather them make mistakes while they're young than when they're much older, where, you know, things are more devastating potentially, right? So so I think financial literacy is just the building blocks. And so we just want to help our kids.
See, what you are 100% correct. I mean, it is very difficult for people to talk about money. And some parents may say, well, I don't know how to do this. Like, how do I do it? What advice can you share with parents who want to do this, but they just don't know how?
There are so many wonderful books on money that are targeted for kids. And I think reading stories, you know, is just part of like introducing something, an idea to a child, you know, so just picking up a book about saving is terrific. I read, you know, the Berenstain Bears had a book, you know, so I read that to my kids as when they were little, so that it's a very innocuous way to approach the topic, right? We can read books to them. We get something like the Piggy Box, right? Or any other way, any other banks that you want to use. But as long as it has kind of that save, spend, and give, which I'm a big proponent of, because it gives the kids an actual, you know, clear view of how money can be allotted. I think those kind of banks really help a child kind of develop these fundamental money skills. You know, that's really kind of budgeting 101 right there, you know. So, or, you know, there Elmo, Sesame Street, there's like a whole Elmo episode. So I think just tapping into books, videos, giving them a piggy blocks like kind of product, I think all these things can really just break the ice and, you know, help kids kind of learn in a very non-threatening, gentle way.
I love it. We have to teach kids how to, you know, earn money, right? Be entrepreneurial, how to save their money, and of course, how to spend it. And, you know, we'd rather than spend money on candy when they're little than blow it on a sports car later on, right?
Right, right.
So talk a little bit about what before we kicked off the show, about that last aspect of money, which is invest. I know that you wanted to expand as your son Jacob got older, talk more about investing and how have you handled that topic? And what suggestions do you have for parents?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the first things, you know, he started with the piggy box, saving his money in the piggy box about when he was about 5. And so he was doing it all throughout till about 10 or 11. And then we wanted to kind of, you know, take him to the next level, which was, let's talk about how your money can earn money. So I had my kids sit down and kind of research what banks were paying a good interest rate on the deposits. And so they would sit there and they would research, you know, a few of the banks, and they would look at what the APY was. And then I said, okay, well, which one is a good deal? Because some banks, you know, they charge you for opening an account, or they charge you for not having a certain amount on there. And so they kind of came up with this, you know, bank, and they said, this one, Mom. Okay, great. So what do you guys think about, you know, putting your money in there? Because then your money is going to earn money, you know? And so they were kind of like, wow, you know, and I don't have to do anything. I just give money for putting my money there. I was like, yeah, that's right. So we opened a bank account for them. And that was kind of how they got started in this whole notion of interest. You know, I'm investing, I'm putting it away, and I'm earning something. And so then they did that for about a year or two. And I was like, okay, well, now we can go to the next level, which is if you want to invest in like stocks or something like that, you know? And so we kind of, you know, we started reading about it. Again, books are an easy, great way to introduce the idea. And then we actually opened an account with Stockpile, so that they can invest on their own. And so it was one of these things where it's just very, you know, natural and organic. What do you like? You like Disney? You like Adidas? You like, you know, Starbucks? Go for it. Whatever you want to invest. This is your money. And I want you to just have fun with it, you know, and learn the mechanics of how money earns money, or money can lose money in the stock market, right? It's not completely risk-free. So they have lost, but they've also, you know, earned. So it was just kind of this, you know, next level saving that I wanted them to kind of get familiar with, because, you know, that's really kind of how I would say, you know, that's the greatest dividend, right? Like in terms of, you know, they're not earning anything by putting the money in their piggy bank, right? It's just, you put in a dollar, that's all you're getting out is a dollar. But in the, you know, in terms of like the stock market or the investing, that's kind of when you see the real power of, you know, returns. And so that's kind of how we got into that, was because we were, you know, they had enough cash saved So it's time to do something with that cash and kind of make it, you know, grow.
I love that. Someone explained this to me. He was so eloquent. He said, we have to teach people how to save. That's really important. That's where it starts.
Yeah.
But for people to be serious wealth builders, they have to learn how to invest. But you can't go to invest without learning how to save.
Save, right, right. Because then there's no money to invest, right?
If you don't correct.
Right? Right. So yeah. So that's beautiful. Yeah. That's exactly
what he said. You can't like go to investing. It's like, you can't run before you walk. You can't walk before you crawl.
Right. Right. And so saving and learning to save and saving enough, right. Right. So when you've met all those pockets of, you know, save, spend and give, and then it's like, okay, now I have a little extra, you know, I want to do something. I want to make it grow for me, you know? Yeah.
So people at work, if it's not people at work, then it's money at work. So Esther, how can people, viewers and listeners, learn more and purchase the piggy box or piggy drawer? Because it is holiday time.
Yeah.
And gift giving. And this is a gift that is really beautiful and very useful.
Thank you.
So one more time, here's what it is.
You can go to my website. At www.thepiggybox.com. All our versions are on there. All our different models are on there. The Piggy Box, all the products on the Piggy Box is also available on Amazon. So if you need that 2-day shipping or Prime, it's also available on Amazon. And we also have resources on our website, you know, especially for parents who are like, oh, where do I start? You know, like some of the books that we recommend are on there. And you can also find me on Instagram. Sometimes it was just our Instagram account is just kind of a community where we can share about money tips or just kind of like when, you know, or money failures in some cases, you know. And so so website, Amazon, and Instagram.
Well, thank you so much for that. Now back to you, Hope.
Thank you, Rita. Yeah, that sounds so fascinating. I know that money is the most important thing for kids to grow on. And so Esther, you've done such a beautiful job. We're excited to promote you in this way and every way and this wonderful work you're doing about teaching kids to think logically about money, which, you know, gives them power. So thank you so much for all of this. And Rita, thank you for another great episode. Let's tell people who's going to be on your December 10th show at 5 p.m. Lena Liao, I think I said that right. She's the CEO of Radical Wellness. Talk about her a little bit.
So Alina's going to be talking to us about Zenit and journaling, which is really important. So definitely want to be here. You don't want to miss that one. I am biased. I think all the guests are so amazing.
I have to agree. Absolutely. So thank you, Esther. Thank you, Rita. Thanks to all of our viewers and listeners for listening to this week's episode of Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro. Have a drink of something. I'm drinking a Jack's in a ball and some marbles here in my margarita glass. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Radio and Incandescent TV. So thrilled to have you all with us. Have a wonderful weekend and we'll see you next week.